the U.S. men's national team have a head coach.
What?
Finally.
Never.
Mauricio Pochettino.
Never in my life. Never in my days did I think this could happen.
Finally. Finally, they got the deal done. Signed, sealed, delivered.
Mm.
That's it. Mauricio Pochettino is now the national team coach.
Crazy.
U.S. men's national team head coach. That's crazy. This man was in the running for Manchester United.
Mm.
But chose us instead.
Damn, I thought we were going after Manchester United manager Ralf Rangnick.
Oh, let's go. First of all, he did a great job with Austria. Put some respect on Ralf Rangnick. Eric Ten Hag's the only one we don't want. But this is absolutely massive. Think about someone who got his team to the Champions League final. And if it wasn't for them being for that team being Tottenham, they probably would have won.
Exactly.
There are so many positives you could draw from having Mauricio Pochettino. One of the things that I immediately am looking at is like, what does this mean now? Now that's it. The question's over. We got our guy.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little bit of a runway before the World Cup. What does this mean for the U.S. men's national team as a program and as a team on the pitch?
So what it means to me is I want to see I want to see the results, but I just want I think for the most part, the style of play, especially what we saw at the World Cup, I wasn't unhappy with it. I thought the play playing out of the back from our center back, seeing even players like Tim Ream, Walker Zimmerman as well. Just like it just even took the players that may even play in MLS or quote unquote weaker leagues or whatever, but they fit in and adapted well and were comfortable playing under Berhalter's system, and they look confident, and that's what I'm just looking for.
You're giving me a real rose-colored glasses view right now.
I'm just the confidence. But the results were not there. That's the main thing. But if we could see a new level of confidence with the fact that it is Mauricio Pochettino there in the technical area, wearing a sensible U.S. soccer
tracksuit,
or maybe just a nice polo,
or one of those blazers that has the badge on
the
it.
Okay,
it's like a weird kip blazer.
Because it's gonna
love
be it's gonna be a very different look, even from aesthetically, from
the
Greg
kip
Berhalter.
Game is gonna be weak.
The sneakers,
we're done with that. Well, them days are over. But I think you're maybe being and I respect it. This is a positive day. This is positive news. But I think you're being a little bit too positive about the position and the situation around the national team, the men's national team.
Yeah.
A lot of the players aren't starting at their clubs anymore. A lot of their players aren't looking good when they're getting minutes. Mm. A lot of their players aren't in club positions where they're maybe in the top flight. We don't have a for sure number one keeper right now, and that was a position of strength going back for decades for the U.S. men's national team. So I'm looking for a correction of a lot of those ills. I won't disagree with you. I prefer to play out of the back. I prefer that style of football. I prefer, a mix between, aggressive possession having and, a bit more directness, but based in tactical, persistence as opposed to just hoofing it forward. I love that. I like all of that. But what I want to see is someone who's going to really assess and raise the level of each of these players. I want someone who says, you know what, just because I was here when you were so young and now you're the starters and I've coached you up to this point that I've got your back and you're going to be a starter on my team. All that's gone.
Yeah.
You're walking in. Mauricio Pochettino is not walking into a bunch of kids that are taking over for a bunch of older men who couldn't get the job done in Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
He's walking into players that should be at their peak. He's going to expect a lot more from each of these players. The standard is going to be raised. And if you do not meet that standard, you will move on. And then that standard may be met by somebody who was sitting behind you waiting to get that opportunity and didn't get that chance under Greg Berhalter, under BJ Callahan. At the end of the day, this is a positive move in moving the ball forward and saying everyone needs to step their game up. We have a World Cup coming to these shores. And also, U.S. soccer. Bro, the eyes of U.S. soccer in the past or the pressure that U.S. soccer could put on a manager in the past was real. You can't do that with Mauricio Pochettino.
Sure, yeah. I it's interesting because the you would imagine that the level of leverage that he may have or even when we used to always hear about like Jurgen Klinsmann talking about, when he was getting into fights with
he was the first one to go like, maybe the player should play in Europe. And I was like,
exactly. Right. So, but just having that discontent and disagreements with the federation you would imagine that Pochettino's probably not even taking the job unless he's like, hey, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah. Are y'all going to listen to me?
I don't no speaking English. Right.
Yeah. I'm already married. I can't do this.
He's going to be like, no, I don't know what you're saying. This is how I run my program. This is what we need to succeed. No, one of the other things, especially, and you know, when it comes to Pochettino managing at clubs, is one of the things that he's always been good at and applauded for is bringing up younger players, bringing up academy players. It's just like
That brings me to the question: What are you most excited about? Is that it?
I'm excited about I'm sure there's going to be a call up that we're going to be like, oh, okay, I didn't know.
Never heard of that guy.
Never knew who he was on the radar or whatever.
So you think he's going to turn over new stones?
Yes, I think he will be able to just the way he's done at clubs is basically take these younger players and integrate them into a team that, for the most part, seems like it's running just fine. But usually the fear is you don't want to put a young kid in a situation that might be a little too much for them. It could be a little overwhelming. They might get too nervous. And he's good at identifying the players that are able to do that. He's able to, he's a good players manager and allows them to develop on their own, but can give them the level of direction and confidence to be able to succeed. So there's not a lot of managers don't want to do that because they have their, you know, ownership or a federation looking over their shoulder, be like, hey, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And he's confident enough to say like, hey, this is, I trust this kid. I'm going to give him an opportunity. And I don't know if it's going to be positive or not, but the one player I'm like really looking at to see what the relationship is his relationship with Gio Reyna. What is the expectation? Is it just going to be like...
Do the Reynas have his cell phone number?
We have to figure
this is important.
Mauricio, you're going to be real. You're going to be talking to the soccer moms and dads a little bit.
Jersey's finest, bro.
So I wonder if he's going to just be like, you can't stay healthy. You don't, you know, like, is he just going to... let him go and allow him to figure it out. Not call him up.
Previous relationship, good or bad, no longer matters.
Right.
So I think Gio Reyna is another one who maybe can benefit from that, actually. You know?
We'll see.
He's going to have a little bit of a tougher, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Like tough love?
Tougher love with him. You know what I mean? But at least there's no previous negative history. I'll tell you what I'm most excited about. I was excited for what I mentioned before about everyone kind of getting a clean slate. But I think along with that goes to the new level we will reach tactically. And I don't necessarily mean all of a sudden our players are going to be tactically more gifted or technically more gifted, I should say, than they previously were. I simply mean that there were moments during Greg Berhalter, who we both like very much and thought he did a fine job right up until the end.
Mm-hmm.
There were times where maybe we went up against a team who kind of figured out our system and then we were like, well, let's... It's kind of all we brought with us, so we got to make do. You know what I mean? Or we just got to try harder. What I'm expecting from Mauricio Pochettino is a keener eye on tactics and saying, okay, if they're going to come at us this way, here's some changes we can make, whether it's in the game or whether it's at halftime, that can alter the state of the game. And that is something I don't think we saw enough of under Greg Berhalter. With Mauricio Pochettino, that's why you bring this guy in. Someone who could say, like, let's make some adjustments. Remember, this is a guy who... We could give him plaudits for PSG. We can give him plaudits for Southampton. We can give him plaudits for Tottenham. Chelsea was a bit of a rough one. That was his last coaching job. But also, he took them at one point in 15th, at 14th or 15th place, and got them to finish sixth in a European position.
Mm-hmm.
That is massive for the state of the club, where the club is, with putting players on, you know, 360 deals, like, you know, a bad rapper. And then, you know what I mean? Like, for the state of it.
We get your Spotify rights.
Yeah. But it's not that long. Only till 20,000, which is in a couple years. You guys will be all right. Your great, 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 great grandchildren. For these long contracts and these crazy deals and 40 players and all the drama that went around Chelsea, he was able to find a way to move that out of the way, get this team to play better, and really towards the end of the season, have enough momentum where I thought he'd be able to keep his job. The fact that he didn't open the door for him to come to the U.S. Under no circumstances do I ever mention his name as a potential for this job, because we thought, why would you say that? That's crazy.
It would be a ridiculous suggestion.
Crazy. Or you're a time traveler if you said that.
we would be letting you down even predicting something like that.
Exactly. Two people thought that. You know, U.S. soccer and Mauricio Pochettino's agent. Those are the only two who had that idea, not us. And now that he's here, I think the tactics and what he was able to do in that second half of the season with Chelsea, I think that's the guy walking in here.
I agree. I'll just add to that. It's just like if you there are few clubs, there are fewer clubs or just even you know, coaching jobs or whatever that deal with the level of scrutiny that Chelsea does, right? So if
that pressure is crazy.
That pressure is crazy. And we're still sort of hearing a lot of stories now about everything going on with Todd Boehly, the co-owners, the investment firm, Clear Lake or whatever. There's so much going on that maybe that Pochettino is not at Chelsea and it's not of his doing. Like clearly there's like institutional stuff going on. So basically if Pochettino can, you know, come out of that situation, And here in the United States, you'll be lucky if they even ask you a couple questions. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a breeze.
When you lose in the U.S., fans go to the airport to applaud you for trying. It's a little different.
It's a little different. So if he can just bring a little bit of that, you know, even just that level of intensity that, you know, of even having the expectations of the scrutiny that you would have at any of the clubs that he played, that he coached for, especially at Chelsea, I think we're in a good spot. I think this could, more than anything, this can change the culture of the U.S. men's national team and what we sort of expect from them. And not just like, can we maybe get to a quarterfinal? Can we maybe get to, you know, like, you know, as soon as you say semifinal, it's just like, all right, well, you're being ridiculous. So but why not? Maybe this man can, like, you know, set those standards to just have a higher expectation. And that's where I'm at. I'm delusional until I can't be anymore.
Let's live in that DeLulu for a little bit. You know what I mean?
So Pochettino, I'm excited about this. This is like, you know, because it's so unexpected and just,
we got an Argentinian coach,
bro.
It's crazy.
Pochettino.
Yo, we own nothing but foreigns out here, bro.
Che, boludo.
Boludo, get easy. Yo, the USMNT Asado is going to go crazy.
I can't wait.
Bro, let me get my mate ready.